This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hello and welcome. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 11th. The launch that will carry AMSAT's RAD FXSAT 2 Fox 1E CubeSat into orbit could come as early as this month. Virgin Orbit has announced that the launch window for its Launcher 1 Launch Demo 2 mission, which will carry the AMSAT spacecraft into orbit, opens on December 19th. Fox 1E is the final Fox 1 series satellite built by AMSAT. Like RAD FXSAT Fox 1B, now AMSAT Oscar 91, the Fox 1E CubeSat is a partnership opportunity between Vanderbilt University and AMSAT and will carry a similar radiation effects experiment studying new FinFET technology. The RAD FXSAT 2 spacecraft is built on the Fox 1 series template, but Fox 1E features a linear transponder upgrade to replace the standard FM voice transponder in the Fox 1A through Fox 1D series. In addition, the uplink and downlink bands are reversed from the previous Fox satellites in a mode VU or mode J configuration, using 2 meters up and 70 centimeters down. On a 49-46 vote, the U.S. Senate on December 9th confirmed Nathan Symington to be an FCC commissioner. Symington previously served as a senior advisor at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Upon being sworn in, he will take the seat of Commissioner Michael O'Reilly, whose renomination was pulled by President Donald Trump last summer, shortly before it was to go to the Senate floor. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai has announced that he will step down on January 20th, opening a seat for incoming President Joe Biden to appoint a new commissioner to form a new 3-2 Democratic majority. Biden then could either designate that new commissioner as chairman or select one of the two sitting Democrats already on the commission, Jessica Rosenworcel and Jeffrey Starks. Biden could also designate one of those two sitting Democrats as acting chairman to manage the FCC until his new pick has been confirmed by the Senate and sworn in. Until that happens, the FCC will have a 2-2 party split. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Allen, Indiana, on the 146.94 repeater, Wednesdays at 9:15 p.m., courtesy of the Fort Wayne Radio Club. Lee Finkel, KY7M of Phoenix, Arizona, begins his tenure as editor of National Contest Journal, NCJ, with the magazine's January-February issue. An ARRL publication, NCJ is in its 48th year. Finkel takes over the reins from Scott Wright, K0MD, who has helmed NCJ since January 2017. Finkel has been a contributing writer for NCJ and other publications, a retired lawyer, mediator, arbitrator, and educator. He and his family have lived in Arizona since 1981. Licensed in 1962, Finkel's participation in the now-defunct ARRL Communications Department, or CD parties, whetted his appetite for contesting. He also discovered DX contests and his still-favorite CW sweepstakes. Now he's a contest regular. Finkel frequently operates from the top band club of Arizona remote station NA7TB, originally built by the late Milt Jensen, N5IA. Here's the AMSAT report. An amateur radio on the International Space Station Slow Scan TV event is scheduled from the International Space Station for late December to celebrate the 20th anniversary of ARIS. The event is set to begin on December 24th and continue through December 31st. Dates are subject to change. The frequency to listen on is 145.8 MHz. All you need to receive SSTV is a 2-meter transceiver and a small beam you can aim by hand, like an arrow. Take the audio from your radio's earphone jack and run it into the line-in or mic-in on your laptop. Several free programs are out there to decode SSTV images. Try MMSSTV or do a search for Ham SSTV software. You can simply record the audio and decode the images later using the SSTV software. The AMSAT report appears each week courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in South Bend, Indiana, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on the 14733 repeater, courtesy of the Michiana Amateur Radio Club. The International Amateur Radio Union Region 2 Executive Committee has approved dues reductions and holidays for member societies in Region 2, the Americas. The action came as the committee held its fifth and final virtual meeting of the year on November 18th to complete outstanding business from its three October sessions and to approve the 2021 operating budget. Recognizing that the pandemic has created many hardships for member societies and all amateurs in the Americas, the Region 2 Executive Committee approved a one-year dues reduction for 2021. Member societies with annual dues lower than $150 will get a dues holiday next year, while larger societies will get a 50% dues reduction. The committee said it's able to allow the discounts because 2021 expenses are expected to be lower, primarily as travel restrictions have moved meeting attendance to being held virtually. The very popular IARU Region 2 workshops will be given a reboot in the new year, focusing more on the needs of member societies as well as on emergency communication. After considering several options for a 5 MHz amateur allocation, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMA, has decided not to permit ham operation on the 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz band. The 15 kHz wide band was allocated to the amateur service on a secondary basis in 2017, but ACMA says unresolved sharing issues have prevented ham radio use of the band, already occupied by more than 500 other licensed services, as well as by the Australian military. Australia's IARU member society, the Wireless Institute of Australia, argued for amateur access to 5351.5 to 5365 kHz as a compromise. The WIA pointed out that more than 80 countries have been granted access to 60 meters. Radio amateurs in New Zealand lost access to 60 meters in late October. Use of the band there by radio amateurs was provisional as part of a trial. In the U.S., ARRL proposed amateur access to a new contiguous secondary band at 5 MHz in a 2017 petition for rulemaking. The FCC has yet to act on it. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME, and this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 11th. Details on all news items heard on ARRL Audio News are available on the ARRL website, www.arrl.org, and in the ARRL letter at www.arrl.org/ARRL letter, all one word. On December 11th, 1921, radio history was made when a signal from amateur station 1BCG in Greenwich, Connecticut, was heard in Ardrossan, Scotland, marking the first successful transatlantic radio transmission using shortwave frequencies. Between 1921 and 1924, radio amateurs experimented with transmitting across the Atlantic. Sponsored by ARRL, the transatlantic tests aimed to prove that shorter wavelength frequencies could propagate long distances using transmitters running less than a kilowatt. The initial run of the transatlantic test was a failure. For the second transatlantic tests, ARRL dispatched receiver designer Paul Godley, 2ZE, to Europe to listen for participating stations. His 9-tube receiver employed the latest superheterodyne technology. In one of those historical coincidences, during his voyage to England, Godley met Harold Beveridge, who convinced Godley to use a specially designed, highly sensitive directional 1,300-foot antenna, still referred to as the Beveridge antenna. Over the course of the test period, more than 24 stations were heard between 230 and 235 meters. That's roughly 1.3 megahertz in what now is the AM broadcast band. Some utilized spark gap transmitters. Others employed vacuum tube CW transmitters. The one heard most consistently was the 1BCG CW transmitter operated by 6 members of the Radio Club of America. This has been ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 11th, 2020. I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME 73, and we'll see you next time.
Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.